Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Breaking news, Merrick Garland, the new attorney general, has launched an investigation into police practices of the Minneapolis police. And this is long overdue. Minneapolis police have a long history of complaints of excessive use of force. And it culminated in Derek Chauvin slowly strangling George Floyd for almost 10 minutes, strangling him while he begged for his life, prayed for his mother, said he couldn't breathe 27 times. And Chauvin just looked over at the crowd, showing off. I can do it. It's technically legal, he thought. Technically legal. The ultimate hunt, which is to kill another human being and get away with it because it's technically legal. The truth is that policing in general and police officers are hurt by this. 99% of police officers wouldn't do that, don't like it, very uncomfortable with it, 99%. They're 1% are rotten apples. You get sadists, you get people with frankly emotional disorders. And the ultimate hunt is to kill another human being, get away with it, because it's technically legal. That happens in Russia all the time. It happens in jihadist countries, communist countries. It should not happen here, but it has happened and is happening, where a very small group of police officers betray all police officers and murder people. Murder the way Derek Chauvin did. He was convicted of second degree murder and third degree murder and manslaughter. But second degree murder has a maximum 40-year sentence, and it is a very serious charge. There is a thing called first-degree murder, which I think that this was as well, but the prosecutors made a decision that it was easier, more likely to get a conviction on second degree, because first degree requires a showing of previous intent. Second degree only shows, it's a thing called scienter, S-C-I-E-N-T-E-R, extreme recklessness. In other words, forming the intent during the process of doing it. Everybody out there is going to think, oh my God, am I glad I didn't go to law school? Am I glad I didn't go to law school? I get it, but I think those prosecutors did exactly right. A 40-year sentence to Derek Chauvin right now in his life is a life sentence, essentially. And even if it's less than 40 years, it can't be less than 12 and a half years. Those are the guidelines. And it's very likely going to be a lot more than that. It's a great result in terms of justice in the legal system, but no result could bring George Floyd back. No result could bring Eric Garner back, who was strangled in Staten Island some years ago. Federal prosecutor out there was set to go after the police officer who did exactly what Derek Chauvin did. And Trump and Crooked William Barr stepped in, and they control the Justice Department, say you're not going to do it because we want the votes of the police union in the upcoming election. That's what happened. Columbus, Ohio, the 16-year-old girl, yeah, she has a knife. She doesn't have a gun. And yeah, she's threatening another girl. So that's where you taser. You don't shoot her and kill her. And over in Brooklyn Center, Dante Wright, you say you're pulling out your taser and you shoot him with a gun? Give me a break. She was charged. That police officer was charged. There has got to be a change in culture, not just training. People cannot rally around any sociopath and sadist who decides to kill another human being and doesn't really represent all police officers, represents a very small minority. The thing about Merrick Garland's investigation, which is important, is that he has the power to do it. And when you do that, you investigate every arrest, you investigate every pullover, every stop and frisk, every complaint of excessive force. Look at all the training materials. And frankly, when these kinds of things happen, the police chief should be fired for inadequate training and for inadequate adjustment of the culture. And the officer should be fired all over the place if an unarmed individual without a gun, or if with a knife, which isn't imminently threatening anybody and could be stopped with a taser. I mean, there was a guy in Milwaukee. There was a schizophrenic man on a bench. Officers came by and said, Dontre Hamilton. They said, how you doing, buddy? He said, I'm good. And, you know, he was schizophrenic. Okay, they go. Another guy comes along. How you doing? And he pushes him. Well, if you push a schizophrenic, he's going to push you back. They know that. It's contrary to their training. And then he shot him many times because he pushed him back. He was fired. But here's what I'm getting at. Police chiefs have to be on notice, and officers have to be on notice. If you kill an innocent person, when I say innocent, I'm not saying they didn't do something wrong. George Floyd passed a $20 counterfeit bill. Eric Garland, they said, should have had a tax certificate to sell cigarettes. People are pulled over for a taillight out, that kind of thing. But they're so trivial that to kill them over it is murder, in my view. So Merrick Garland is doing the right thing. But you know something? Merrick Garland should look at the Kenosha Police Department. Right down there, they have an officer who shot Jacob Blake in the back seven times or so, paralyzed him because he was slowly getting into a car with his children in the back seat. Prosecutors were afraid, politically afraid, to prosecute him. And so they said, well, this is something a jury could say a reasonable police officer would do. I don't believe that. I don't buy that. I don't buy that at all. I don't think any reasonable juror would say you can shoot somebody seven times in the back and paralyze them. And then he's restored to the force without any discipline. You have a guy walking around Kenosha knowing he can get away with shooting somebody in the back seven times and paralyzing them when he's slowly getting in a car and ignoring the order to stop. You don't get to kill somebody for ignoring an order to stop. Merrick Garland should investigate the Kenosha Police Department. What is that police chief doing down there? What are they doing down there? Then Wauwatosa, they had an officer who shot three people. One of them in Mayfair Mall shot him. They didn't fire him. They gave him over $100,000 to leave. And he went a long way. Oh, he went to Waukesha. You know how far Waukesha is from Wauwatosa? Not that far. That should be investigated. The sheriff who hired him should be investigated. That whole department should be investigated in Waukesha and Wauwatosa. What's going on there? What is going on? We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.